Good evening, everyone. My name is Liana, for those I haven't met. I want to say it's so good for us to be back. We've been back last week as well, but I was in the mother's room and up and down with babies, so it feels like the first time I can say hello to everyone again. We missed you guys in Durban. We didn't realize how long 5 weeks would be. Wow. We've met some great people in Durban. It was such a blessing to serve the Shofar Church there. We can all be excited about them. God is really doing great things there. They're all our brothers and sisters in Christ. But you're not allowed to tell anyone, but you are really the best church. I really want to commend you guys. It was so good for myself and Reino. The time we were in Durban, it was good to serve the church there, and we learned a lot of things. And I had a lot of ideas about family missions, which I'll still try and put into action. It's really blessed to do missions with babies and kids, and it's really different. And quite challenging in some aspects, but also really good. And I think it's something we must definitely make a habit of. And so we'll still talk about that. But it was so amazing for myself and Reino, and to be away for so long, in the sense that we could really think through a lot of things and really get perspective. And we so missed all of you. Really often we said to each other, oh, we miss this one, we miss that one, and we miss the church, and we miss our services. And we really had a good time where God really spoke to us as well about the church, and you get kind of a bigger perspective when you step away for such a long time and look over. But we're so excited to be back and about what God is doing here. Because I'm going to share the word tonight, and we're going to do something a little bit different. I believe God is really wanting to do something. When I prayed for tonight, the specific thing that God said to me is He wants to empower us for service. That's literally, He gave me the sentence like that. He wants to empower us for service. So if I had to ask you guys, and I'll take a few answers, what is it that empowers us for service in the kingdom? The Holy Spirit? Definitely. What else? The armor of God? Yes. The weapons? Definitely. What else? Intimacy with God? Yes. The Word of God? Amen. Relationship with God? Definitely. So there's a lot of things that empower us for service with God, but there's one, I believe, very key thing. And this is what I felt God laid on my heart for us for tonight. And it's, if we read 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14, it says, for the love of Christ compels us. As Megan said, the intimacy and the relationship. I believe it's the love of God is one of the key things that empowers us for service. What I mean by that is it's, God calls us to love each other, to love Him, to love people, to love the world. But actually, we cannot love if we are not loved. So we are all loved, but we don't always experience it. We don't always know it. I know for myself, I was, through my life, there's a lot of, I mean, since I was young, my family are Christians. I grew up in a Christian home. I was blessed by that. So I always knew that God loves me. I always knew it, but I didn't always know it. And for a long time in my life, I didn't experience it. It was more just a fact for me. If someone said to me, does God love you? Without a doubt, I'd say yes. But it's not real to me. And I believe that's one of the keys that empowers us for service, that empowers us for the harvest that God's been speaking to us about. Everything in Christian life is empowered by knowing that we are loved by God. And Reina's been going through a time where he's actually memorizing scripture. And I've been encouraged by that, and I want to encourage all of us, actually, by that. It's so blessed to memorize scripture as opposed to just always reading it. To sometimes take a verse and just memorize it by heart, or even a chapter or a book. I know the Jews memorize whole books of the Old Testament, and then it's not like Ephesians, which is 5 or 6 chapters. It's like Deuteronomy, which is like more than 30. and it's, you know, it's not about love and that. It's about genealogies and rules. and they do that when they're 8 years old. They start doing that. But how much more blessed can it be for us to memorize the whole Bible, especially the New Testament? And there's one specific scripture that God has been speaking to me about, but I first want to, let me just share a testimony. The only thing I'm going to speak about tonight is this one thing. And we're only going to read one scripture tonight. And we're really going to trust God to bring that scripture alive in us. I believe that's what He wants to come and do. But let me first tell you just something of my week, and this is just one part of my week, how I experienced the love of Christ. And it's such a testimony. I was driving on Wednesday morning to Stellenbosch. I had some appointments, and I had Evan Aiden, my son, which is 11 weeks old this week, and Malaya, my daughter, which is 1.5 years old, in the car. And I was on the M Street, eight o'clock in the morning, so it's heavy traffic, and I saw like one kind of cloud of smoke coming out of my car, but it looked like steam, and I saw it, and I just thought, if you drive with kids, it's like that one is always screaming, and you're trying to put a dummy in the mouth, like behind your back, and you're thinking of getting a snack for Malaya to keep her quiet, and so your mind is not really that focused. And I saw it, and I just thought, it's very cold outside, the car is warm, it's just vapor. And I drove on, and I got to the N2, and the traffic was just terrible, and I'm sitting on the N2, and I'm thinking of how I'm going to be late to my appointment. And suddenly I see a whole lot of smoke coming out the front of my car, and I thought, this is not normal. And I checked on the dash, and I don't have a temperature gauge, I just have a red light that goes on, and it's on. So I quickly phoned Rainer, I said to him, there's smoke coming out the front of my car, and the temperature thing is on. And Rainer said, so what does the temperature measure? I said, it doesn't measure, it's just on. There's just the on-off, it's on. And I said, what should I do? And he said, where are you? And I said, no, I just passed finance, so I'm well, a little bit back. So I'm basically next to Guguletu and Heidefeld. And I said, should I stop? Should I drive? He said, no, try to turn around. And I looked next to me at the other lane of the N2, and it's blocked with traffic. It's not even moving. It's no point turning around. Turning around is the same as stopping. And I said to him, I took the turn off to Guguletu Heidefeld. And I said to him, I'm alone in the car with the two kids, and I'm not sure what I would do if I stopped. What would I do? Get out with the two kids, and then what? Because in my mind, I'm thinking, what if the car catches fire? I can't even manage the two kids normally like this, because I have, to, you know, Malaya won't go where I tell her to go. I have to carry her. So I have to carry both, and I just, what would I do? And I can't take her out of the car next to a busy highway. She'll just run in. And I'm praying, and I'm thinking, and I'm not sure, and suddenly there's this like sound, like a rattle, like tuck a tuck a tuck from the front of the car, and I just lose all speed. I'm going down, 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 and the car goes to 20 k's an hour. Now, I've pulled off, and then I just pulled back on, because I thought, what does it help us stop? I can't get out yet. It's not very safe. What am I going to do? And I'm back on the N2, and I can't go faster than 20 k's an hour, and everyone's hooting at me, of course. I'm on the N2. And I don't know what to do. I don't feel safe to stop, but I can see that I am going to stop. And there's smoke coming out. And I was just praying, and as I was praying, suddenly I saw the airport turn off. And I, by that time, I've already phoned my mom as well, because I was on my way to drop the kids off with her. So I just wanted to tell her what's happening. And I saw the turn off, and I just turned off. And the car was going slower and slower. And my dad phoned me. He said, what's happening? Where are you? And my dad was like, I'm already in the car on the way. Don't stop there. And I said to him, no, actually, I'm at the airport. He said, I could just stop at the BP. And I could see the BP, but I wasn't there. And the car stopped. And there's just a whole lot of smoke. And I jumped out, and I took Malaya, and I ran around, and I took Evan Aiden, and I'm standing, and I just got out of the car. I'm standing with two babies. And I'm just like, oh, we're out of the car. If it burns, it's fine. And there's a truck driver who came to help me, so I just gave him my keys. So I thought, the car died now, so if he takes it, he takes it. I'm fine. I have my two kids. And he pushed the car for me, and the other guys came and helped. They pushed it into the BP. And I was just, when the car started dying, I had such a fright. It's so vulnerable to be in a situation like that with two babies. It's just, you know, if you're alone, you can run. There's lots of things you can do. But if you have two babies, you're just completely limited. You just cannot, there's not much you can do. And I was just so relieved how God helped me. He showed me where to turn. He made my car make it all the way. Sent people to help me. So I was just so relieved. So that's my testimony for this week. But we're going to look at a scripture. So let's read from Ephesians 3, verse 14 to 21. You can follow on the screen with me. Verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Okay, so what we're going to do tonight, that's the only scripture we're going to speak about tonight. And we're going to focus on a specific verse now. And I believe that God wants to come and make that true to us. It is the truth. It is the word of God. But God wants to come and bring that word alive in our hearts. And we are going to worship again. Right at the end of tonight, we're going to worship and we're going to respond to God, because worship is a response. So first, we're going to let God work in our hearts. And then at the end, we're going to worship and we're going to respond back to him. So the first thing we're going to do is we're actually going to meditate. Okay, so meditation has sometimes got a negative connotation to it. Because when we think of meditation, we think of Buddhism or New Age. But there is a godly Christian form of meditation, and that is meditation on the Word. The Bible actually speaks about meditating on the Word. So what we do when we meditate on the Word is, in one way to do it, is to take a scripture and to say it out loud over and over. Okay, what the old monks used to do, chanting. Okay, but it can sound like a New Age thing. and I'm sure there are other kinds of chanting. But what happens is when we take the word of God and we say it over and over, we allow it to sink into our spirits. And as we say it, things begin to stand out to us. So if we take a scripture, and we're going to use verse 19, and we've got it on here nice and big. You can put that up. Just the next slide. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So I'm going to time us, and for 3 minutes, which maybe it doesn't sound long, but it is quite long, actually. What we're going to do is, and Monica's going to read for us. You can come, Monica, just to save my voice a bit. We're going to read, she's going to read it, but we're all going to read out loud with Monica for 3 minutes. We're going to read the same scripture over and over and over. And just you don't have to be particularly focused about it. Just read the scripture. And as you do it, you will realize that the more you say it, the more certain words will stand out to you, or it will get a specific meaning to you, or you'll grasp the meaning of the verse in different ways, or the Holy Spirit will remind you of things different for different people. Maybe you'll see things or a picture, or maybe you'll just get into the scripture. But just everyone out loud, as Monica reads, we can do it for 3 minutes. Let's read the scripture and just see what God highlights to you in that scripture.
Let us begin on three. 1, 2, 3. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge,
that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you may be filled to the fullness of God. Oops. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Shoo!
Amen. Thanks, Mon. So I want to know for you guys, for who did a specific word stand out as you're reading it? One word, or maybe one and then another one and then another one. For who, as you read it over and over, you got a different sense of what it means? Who wants to share something that stood out for them, or a sense of what it means, or something that, as you read it over and over, maybe a word that stood out? He says, the love of God surpasses the knowledge that we have, and he almost felt it. He felt it happening as we're reading. Okay, the more you know the love of God, the more you're filled with the fullness of God. Awesome. The knowing is not with the mind. She's saying she experienced the love of God, and then she was thinking of the fullness. It actually, as you're filled with God, it removes the other things, and that's how we're supposed to be. It's the filled with God. Awesome. She's saying you feel like you need the deeds, but then you read this, you realize you actually only need the love to be filled with the fullness of God. Megan? And she says she's thinking about the love that compels us, and head knowledge won't compel us. It's got to be experience love that compels us. And he's saying that knowing the love of God is being less of us, more of God, and that's where the fullness of God comes. Amen. Matthew says it's like encountering someone, so it's not like something you know. It's something you encounter, like meeting someone. And he says the French version says it surpasses all human understanding. So the love of God is beyond anything we know, and that's where you get the fullness of God. Awesome. Like he says, there's a question: do you want to be filled with the fullness of God? And then it's amazing the answer is, if the answer is yes, then it's just to know the love of Christ. Okay, so I want to read it to you from the Amplified Version as well, which gives more detail. The same verse 19. It says that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God, that you may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. And then actually what we're going to do is I'm going to take that scripture and we're going to look at each word and what it means, where the word came from, what's the original Greek word, and what it means. Okay, so it begins and it says to know. The know comes from the word ginosku, and it means the recognition of truth by personal experience. Okay, so as some of you said, not something that you know, a truth that you recognize through personal experience. Okay, to know the love, the word love is agape. So agape is the perfect love. The Bible has lots of words for love, like phileo is like a friendship love. Eros is like a romantic love. But agape is the perfect love. It's the love that God has for us. The love of Christ. To know the love of Christ. Who knows what Christ means? Anointed one. And it obviously refers us as well to the cross. And of course, that is where we see the love of Christ, is in the cross of Christ, which passes comes from the word hyperbole, where we get the word hyperbole from. So it means to throw beyond, is what the actual word means. So the experience of the love of Christ is thrown beyond any human experience, as Matthew described as well, which passes knowledge, is gnosis, to know in a scientific way. So it passes scientific knowledge or any kind of mental human knowledge. To be filled is pleru, is that the word filled? It means satisfy, full up completely and perfect. So the way that we are filled with the fullness of God is we satisfied, we filled up completely, and perfected. And that's how full the fullness is. filled with all, that word all is pa in the Greek, and it means thoroughly. So we thoroughly filled. The fullness, pleroma, it comes from the same word as filled, plero. And the idea is there, they say it's like a town where all the houses are filled. Or it's like a ship that's full of cargo, so that you cannot put one more thing on the ship before it sinks. Filled with all the fullness of God. God, Theos, God. So to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge and human experience, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Okay, so what we're going to do now, I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to have 15 minutes free quiet time. Okay. So I want for you to be really relaxed. For me, if you have kids, quiet time is quite a luxury. Of course, you have to have quiet time. It's not often quiet. But you never get like 15 minutes where you don't have the kids, you don't have something to do. It's like perfectly environment set up, check the nice lights. We're going to have some nice visuals and music for you. This is luxury, and it's free. Okay, so what I want is, I want for you guys to be really relaxed for the next 15 minutes because we're just going to allow God to speak to us. And I want you, if you want to lie down, I want you to go lie down. If you want to come lie down in front, you're welcome. If you want to lie on your back, you're welcome. If you want to sit, if you want to stand. If you want to dance, I want you to dance. Raina's going to put off the back lights for us. It's going to be nice and dark. And I want you to really just enjoy it. 15 minutes of time with God. Meditate on the verse, but also meditate on anything else that God shows you. You're welcome to read your Bible. Welcome to make notes. You guys get what I'm saying. So for 15 minutes, we're just going to spend some time with God. If you find that you're very distracted, then maybe just see Jesus in front of you. I'm going to pray for us for that now as well. And just really relax. And God is going to speak to each one of us. And then after that, we're going to respond to God in worship. So worship is a response. So God comes to speak to us. We spend time with him. And then because of what we see, because of what we experience, we want to worship him. We respond in worship. So after this, we're going to respond. But for the next 15 minutes, really move out if you want to and make yourself comfortable. And just if you want to look at the visuals, then that's great. If you don't want to, then you don't have to. Just whichever way you're going to connect with God right now. Let's do that. So let's all close our eyes. And I want you to see just a picture of Jesus standing in front of you. And he's got his hands stretched out towards you, and there's something in his hands for you. And for each one of you, it's going to be something different, but just take a note of what it is. And then just keep that picture, and we'll start from there. And then just enjoy the next 15 minutes. Father, we just thank you for your presence, Lord. We just acknowledge your presence, Father. Just sends for many of us. Holy Spirit is just coming to remove things. Just allow him. You don't even have to understand everything he's doing. Just allow him. Thank you, Lord, for every troubled soul to just bring rest. Thank you that you release your rest, Lord. And just your peace. Thank you for every unsettledness, Father, for your hand on that. Just speak peace now in Jesus' name. Just keep our eyes closed. Does anyone with disease or sickness or anything of their stomach or their organs? Would you just look at me? Or just show me where you are. Okay. Is there more people? Okay. Okay, just those people, just put your hand on your stomach. We thank you, Father, just for healing. We just release your healing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Just so show me if there's anyone with back pain. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, those people, just ask the one next to you quickly to put their hand on your back. Father, we just thank you for your healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for those backs. We just speak healing in Jesus' name. From the top to the bottom of the back, Lord, thank you. Just for your hand to move down from top to bottom. Just perfect healing. Thank you, Father, for every pain just to go completely. Strengthen, Lord. Straighten everything that needs to straighten. Pray for things to click in right now where they need to be. And for perfect restoration in Jesus' name. If there's anyone with pain in your neck, like right at just below your head, almost like it's at the top of your spine, of your neck, okay. Just ask the person next to you to put your hand there. Is there someone who can? Okay, Raina's coming. Thank you, Father. We just release that pain now, and we release your healing in Jesus' name. We stop the pain. Command that pain to stop in Jesus' name. Stop. Even over his head, stop. In Jesus' name, pray for complete healing now. That you expose every root, Lord. You expose every root. We thank you for healing. Thank you for your healing, Lord. And then I just sense someone who's experienced fear the last while, but so much that you feel nauseous from fear. Just can that person just show me. Yeah, Father, we thank you that we can just cancel all fear. And just that gripping of the stomach, which when the fear comes, that it even feels like the stomach tightens and it almost makes the person feel nauseous. But we declare now, Father, that there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. So we command that fear to go now, in Jesus' name. We thank you just for your love to take that place, Lord. And I just see a picture of, it's like a curtain for some people. Of guilt, it's very thin, so it's you don't feel like it's a big deal, but it's whenever you come to God or to church or your quiet time, there's just always guilt. You always think you haven't had enough quiet time. There's always something that comes to mind that maybe when people speak, you think, well, everything they say is true, but it doesn't apply for me because I still have this sin or that sin, or I don't connect with God enough. Just it's like a thin sheet. In my vision, it looks like a shower curtain that's just in front of you. Like it's thin and see-through, but it's there and it's obstructing you. It's like it's guilt and condemnation. If there's anyone who experiences that, just look at me or just show me. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, quite a few people. Okay. What brings that is what we call a spirit of religion. So in the name of Jesus, we just break the spirit of religion now. And you just agree with me if you put up your hand. We cancel that now in Jesus' name. We expose it as a lie. We thank you, Father, that you've come through the cross of Christ. There's acceptance. And we thank you, Father, for that acceptance now. We declare that there's no condemnation in Christ. And those whom Christ has set free are free indeed. And I declare over each one of us right now just that freedom in Jesus' name. Resist now this, just the spirit of religion. Command it to go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for liberty now in that place, for a fullness of your spirit in that place. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Okay, the band can come up. We're just going to worship God now and just respond to him in his goodness. Let's all stand. Let's worship together. To ask, if you look at where you're at now and where you were at when you walked in the door this evening. Is there anyone who feels more convinced about the love of God? Okay, I want 5 people to quickly come and share. Quickly share with Raina and then share from the front.
What I just feel is that the love of God makes him in such a way, but he doesn't always want us to feel bad about ourselves. Like, for example, like in terms of guiltiness, sometimes when we sin or maybe when we do things that are not, that we're not supposed to do, we kind of feel very guilty. And whenever we are in that position, the Lord always comes. Even if we did, whatever we did, it may look like a very tough thing that we've done, but no matter how it may look like, the Lord, because of his grace, because of his love, he always comes to us, and he comes with love, and he always comes and say, come to me. So in my personal life, sometimes I've been going through some stuff, and then I would feel very guilty, like, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I do this? And I know that the Lord will always come to say, no, it's not about that. You must not focus on that. I love you just as you are. So for me, the love of God is just beyond our performance.
Tonight, when Liana said we must bow our heads, or for the 50 minutes of silence, I just thought again, you know, something's going to happen. Or school stuff is going to happen. It's not going to happen with me. And she said, okay, we must close our eyes and think about Jesus and see what he holds for us. And again, for me, it was just like, now I must try and imagine what Jesus is going to show me. And it just feels like a lot of times, like, everybody sees stuff that God speaks to them, and it never happens to me. And I actually fell asleep in that 15 minutes. And I woke up, and I'm like, you know, and again, God didn't do anything for me. And then she said, when she started asking people of whose backs are sore and stuff, and then she said, just that curtain of religion. And then I rose my hand, because that... And then I just realized that that was me, and I just said, yes, that's me, God. So just come and take that curtain away. And immediately then I just experienced him when we started to praise and worship, that something's changed for me tonight, to know that God's also going to start to speak to me now, and I'm going to hear him, and I'm going to change just to hear his voice and everything. And I'm not going to just be the one to know that God is good and he speaks to people. And when I praise and worship now, I was just like crying all the time, and I couldn't understand why, but it's just because God just said, I'm here, and your love and his love is over my life now. So just wanted to share that with everybody now.
Just let you know that that was Hendrik. He's Raul's fiance. They're getting married in January.
Hello, everyone. During the meditation time, when I was there, I felt this warmth like coming up upon me, and then it was more like I'll paint a picture of like a husband giving a back hug to his wife. It was that sort of like experience that I experienced, like that warmth of his presence. Thank you.
Hi. In the beginning, we were meditating on the scripture. I was asking God, what does it mean to know the love of Christ? It's one thing to know all the things. And I was wondering about it, and when we sang the song, God Makes Us Brave, I was thinking of so many things that I'm supposed to be loving, but I'm not, because I'm scared, because there's so many things that's holding me back. And I believe that God is telling me that I should really stand out and say I'm brave enough to actually start loving, so that I can experience God's love and also impart this to people around me, which is not necessarily always understanding this whole concept.
Good evening. When Liana initially shared, she was talking about how at a stage in her life, God's love was really head knowledge but not heart knowledge. And that's something I've always actually related to. And often I try to convince myself that I am experiencing it, experiencing it. And then this week, in my quiet time, I've really just asked God so much to make it a personal experience. And tonight, He really just did that so much that I undeniably could say I could feel it. It felt like my chest was being stretched up this way, that way, that way, that way. And especially when we sang that song about being brave now, God just poured out so much of His love. It was really incredible. Stephen was practicing it this week at home a lot because it's a difficult song, by the way. So it was just amazing. And when Leonie was mentioning the different things we prayed for, after the first one, I just said, God, my back, because I've struggled with my back for a long time. And almost when she shared the thing about the back, I almost expected it. I knew the next thing she was going to say is for the lower back. Thanks.
Hallelujah. God is faithful. Monica says she's healed. And there's one more invitation that I want to make, so let's all close our eyes. And as everyone's sharing, we're all on a journey with God, and God is so faithful to come and meet us. And some of us tonight, maybe there could be some of us here that's actually never met God. Maybe tonight you experienced God for the first time, or maybe you still feel even here that there's this wall, or you don't even maybe really know who God is. Maybe you've heard about Him, but you haven't experienced Him. And tonight there's opportunity for us to pray with you, to come into the kingdom. That sounds strange, but really what that means is to meet Jesus. And that's really what Jesus is here to do tonight. He's here to meet each one of us. And he doesn't want to skip one person tonight. Like testimony came. Sometimes we think we're the one that always gets passed over. But I know that tonight Jesus doesn't want to skip one person. So let's we'll close our eyes. And if you're that person who's never met God before, or even tonight, it's the first time you experienced, or even tonight maybe you didn't, and you've never before, then I want you to just show me where you are, and then I want to pray for you. Just look at me or show me your hand so that I can know where you are. Is there anyone like that tonight? God is here, and He doesn't want anyone to be skipped, or to walk out being the one that was passed over. Anyone like that I can pray for tonight? And Jesus, we just thank you for coming to meet us tonight, and we're enjoying your presence, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness to bring your presence, Father. And it's such a privilege for us, Father. It's not a small thing for us, Lord. God, your presence is what we live for, and we're so thankful and humbled that you come to meet us, Lord, that you desire to meet us, and that you, the King of the universe, Father, would humble yourself to die for us, to open a way for us, Lord, and that when we come to enter into your presence, that you are here, Lord, that you even came before we came. Father, we worship you tonight. It's our desire to worship you tonight, Lord. We respond, Father, to you. We respond from our hearts, God, and I thank you for every heart tonight. Thank you for every healing tonight, Lord. We acknowledge you, Father. We want to be like the lepers who turned back and were healed and said, thank you, Lord. We're coming to say thank you, Father. And we thank you for every heart that you healed tonight and still healing, Father. And we thank you for the way that you came to meet with each one of us. And I want to come and speak over us, Father. This is not a once-off encounter, Lord. But for each one of us, I want to declare this to be a lifestyle, Father, where we live in your love, as you empower us for service through your love, Lord. And we ask, God, we come with a hunger. We say, increase our hunger, Lord, and we bring our hunger to you, Father. We say, increase the way that we connect with you, Lord, and the way that we see your cross and we understand you, Jesus, and pass human understanding, but through your love and in our spirits, let us be filled with the fullness of God. We ask that tonight. Each one of us, Father, we ask, let us know the love of Christ, which passes understanding, and let us be filled with the fullness of God. And we choose to open ourselves more and more, to be filled more and more. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. We're just going to share a word quickly.
Okay, hello. So just while we were doing the whole meditation thing, I got three pictures. The first one was of just like a lot of water, just like pouring out over a person, and the feeling that I got was like if you were really hot and like sticky and you take a cold shower, like it's like the best thing in the world. And you just like, you're just like able to breathe, and you're just like, ha, like relief. And while the other guy was sharing about like the shower curtain, like how he, like just like that veil of religion, like I just really felt like that was for you. Yeah, because that's why I came out. Like, kind of, yeah, I couldn't stop myself from coming out when you started speaking. And the other two was, crazy. Like this dam wall just like cracking open, and like masses and masses of water just like shooting through, like unstoppably. Like it's you, yeah. And then the third one was like similar, just like dry ground, like cracking open, and like just like really like a powerful like stream of water just shooting up into the air. Yeah, and I just like, I really feel like that's what the love of God is like. It's like it breaks through, and it's unstoppable. Like you can't, like nothing can stop it. Nothing.
I mean, so on that note, let's continue worshiping. We're not finished yet. We still get to worship, yay. So let's worship God and just respond to Him and just enjoy His presence.